Hello everyone. Welcome to this final day of our Sustainable Hemp Conference. We don't have that many participants connected yet, but I think we'll get started with the brief introduction. Share it. Some of you already know about it. Mostly. Okay, so, oops. And of course, I'm not used to that screen. All right. So first of all, welcome. Let me thank again all the co-organizers of this conference: Shayashi, Jean Ramouli, Stefania, Vasiliki, Sukanya, who is co-hosting this session, and Anna, who is hopefully for her sleeping right now. Our participant registration has increased a little bit over the days of the conference, so we have now 228 registrations coming from all over the world. So as you know, that made avoiding some of our footprint by running this online, which is just one way of dealing with our impact as a community. Of course, it's not accounting for the fact that we are running Zoom and big computing centers and such. I won't remind you the context. We are trying to focus on environmental sustainability here, but we also know that there are other aspects to sustainability, in particular social and economic inequalities. And we know from our very international field, and we heard yesterday reports from how it is just even to connect to the internet from different parts of the world. And it's not always as easy as considered for granted in European countries, for instance, or in North America. So we should keep this in mind. Sustainability is much, much more than just the carbon footprints. But this carbon footprint has a sizable impact on our lives already, and we know it's getting worse. We know that the difference in Earth temperatures were just 4 degrees to bring us an ice age. So you can imagine what's coming up with the heating up right now. We are, although officially we're aiming for 1.5 to 2 degrees, we already know that it's basically hopeless right now. And our current policies take us to at least 2.7 increase. And just as a note, that means, for instance, in Europe, a plus 4 degrees, not just 2.3. So you can imagine if 4 degrees was an ice age in the other direction, 4 degrees plus is going to be cooking. We've heard quite a few interesting talks already in the past 3 days. And in particular, we have had discussions around climate emergency and the consequences of not doing anything about it or not enough. And we have seen also that from a more economical point of view, sufficiency is a concept that has to enter really the decision-making process. And we as physicists and as high-energy physicists, we should also think about how we do our job, why we do it. Is it the best way of putting our energy in helping the planet and the rest of society? So there are profound questions that we have to ask ourselves. It goes far beyond switching off the light when we quit the office. We've heard also more high energy physics oriented talks from Ken and Katerina, and had a wonderful panel on Tuesday evening, and we'll have another one today, an hour from now. And we have had also a few flash talks and submitted talks yesterday, and we'll have more of those this after the panel today. So you by now know the goals of our conference: to increase awareness of the impact of our field on the environment and discuss the intersection of energy physics with the climate crisis. We want to stay on positive notes as well, so seeing that our field is doing something is motivating for everybody. But we should keep in mind that there is still a long way to go to make it more sustainable. Communication-wise, we still encourage you to switch on your camera when speaking, if possible. We'll try to respect timing during the talk session later on today. We have lots of talks, so please try to keep within your allocated time. And if possible, upload your slides before your talk. Let us know by email, for instance. If you don't manage to upload them, we can do it for you. All sessions are being recorded and put on the Indico as soon as possible, and the first 3 days are already there. So if you missed part of the talks, or if you want colleagues to enjoy what you have enjoyed, you can already point them to the Indico page and they can watch the replay. We have still our Mattermost channel. Feel free to contribute there during the workshop and afterwards. And you can contact us also on the social media. I remind you our code of conduct. Participants are encouraged to include their full name and preferred pronouns in the Zoom display. That's something you can change every single meeting. So don't feel like you have to modify it now and then it will stuck for your other meetings. You should make sure to switch off your microphone when joining or when not speaking during the meeting, and raise your hand in Zoom if you want to ask a question, or you can write it in the chat window if you don't, if you cannot or don't want to speak. We expect everybody to treat one another with courtesy, respect, kindness, and professionalism, of course. We will not tolerate any kind of inappropriate behavior. And we all know that there are lots of things ongoing around the world. It's not exactly the right place to go into that direction. And everybody is entitled to their own opinions. Finally, we thank again our sponsors. The John Adams Institute for Accelerated Science, the Royal Holloway, University of London, CERN, and the Department of Physics of University of Oxford. And for today, we'll first have something quite different from what most of you are used to with Saki the artist that I will introduce in a minute. We'll then have a panel on charting the path ahead. Just like the session we had on Tuesday, but with different labs and people involved. And then we'll have a health break and go on with submitted talks until the end of this workshop. So you're all welcome. And I am guessing there won't be any questions. If any, please raise your hand. But otherwise, I will switch to introducing our next speaker, Saki the artist. Okay, then. I'm guessing you are still seeing properly my screen. Yes. So, Saki is an artist from California with a background in molecular biology and music. From UC San Diego, and she has explored various career paths from biotech scientist to vegan bakery owner to cosplay arts teacher. So you see, we'll have the full panel of activities. During the pandemic, she entered a local art competition and won first prize, which prompted her to follow her lifelong dream of becoming a professional artist. Saki leverages her diverse experiences to bring an interdisciplinary approach to her art. As a culinary artist, she learned the value of sourcing ethical materials and using arts as a medium to communicate the need for environmental awareness. As a scientist, she developed an analytic mind and attention to detail and design and execution. Saki's work emphasizes innovative reuse of materials, transforming items like single-use plastic and second-hand garments into unexpected fashion pieces and sculptures, like you can see on this picture on the left-hand side. In 2023, Saki moved to Austria to establish herself as an international artist, as well as to further develop and specialize her craft. She's currently collaborating with science institutes to use art to promote eco-friendly research practices. Her art pieces, made from upcycled laboratory waste, spark interest and conversation among scientists and encourage them to engage in the social sustainability programs. So that's exactly why we invited Saki, and we are so pleased that she agreed to join our meeting. So please, Saki, the floor is yours.
Okay, hello. Thank you for having me today. It's really cool to be an artist in, well, an ex-scientist now back in the sciences, presenting for, actually something that's outside of my field completely. I come from a biology background, biology and life sciences. So this is going to be really interesting. So let's see, can I share my screen? I cannot share it while you are sharing. Okay, now I can share it. Okay. How do I? Whoa. Sorry. My computer is glitching out a little bit.